SBS στα ελληνικά.
Λοιπόν, start this conversation telling us a few things about this conference, which is the third one.
We had a conference, the first one was in 2004. I believe the second one was 2006, so it's been a long time coming for this one. It's obviously a conference that's put together by volunteers. It's AGMC is a volunteer organization, and the conference is a retrospective of the last 10 years, or 10 or 12 years of where we've progressed as a multicultural and multi-faith LGBTI community. And we'll cover quite a few topics, including, you know, health and aged and refugees, new communities that are coming through. We'll deal with faith, health and disability, as well as a number of other topics. It's an all-encompassing three-day conference.
John, you're going to be one of the speakers. Can you tell us a few things about what are you going to talk about?
Basically, my speech will only be, we'll just be talking about the Greek community in particular and about our organization, as in the Greek and Gay Support Network, a little bit of history, and then basically looking at how we've emerged out of the marriage equality debate and what, if anything, has changed within the Greek community itself within Victoria.
Why do you think someone should attend an event like that?
Look, the event is primarily targeted to people that work or have clients or customers, for lack of a better word, that identify as multicultural and LGBT. We're looking at targeting, you know, health professionals, community sector workers, people in aged care, specifically within the Greek community. I would say people within Greek organisations that provide support services to the broader Greek community, because it's not just gay and lesbian people that will go for support. It will be their families. And these people that work in these industries need to be able to know a few things so that they can direct them to the correct support services if they need other support services, or provide the correct support services within their own organizations.
On the first day of the conference, there will be the launch of a book from AGMC, which you have also contributed. Can you tell us a few things about that book?
The book's been a task that's been ongoing for over 10 years. Its roots started back from the original conference. It's an anthology of stories of gay and lesbian individuals, primarily, from a number of different backgrounds. There's a few Greek-related stories in there, apart from just mine. With mine, we reflect on how the Greek and Gay Support Network has operated over the last over that time frame and its interaction with the AGMC, and also about where we started and how we've progressed and where we are today.
The book will be officially launched by the chairperson of the Victoria Multicultural Commission, Helen Kapalos, and there will be also a performance by Greek-Australian Paul Kapsis. Is that correct?
That's correct. There'll be a few Greeks at the event on Friday evening. We're all excited about it because it's taken so long for this book to come. And finally, it's in print. You know, it's something that's got a lot of blood, sweat and tears in it. So it's good to see it's finally coming to fruition.
John Zima, looking forward to read the book and listen to your speech and come to the conference. Thank you so much for being here today at the SBS Greek Radio.
Not a problem, partner. Thank you very much.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.